Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg fronted the US Congress last week. There, he took responsibility for failing to prevent data mining firm Cambridge Analytica from gathering personal information from 87 million users to try to influence elections.
It's clear now that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well. And that goes for fake news, for foreign interference in elections and hate speech, as well as developers and data privacy. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake.
The response to the privacy breaches of governments and Facebook users around the world has been intense, and this week it was Papua New Guinea's turn. On Monday, Minister for Communications, IT and Energy, Sam Basil, directed his department and the National Technology Authority to find a way to protect the privacy of Facebook users in PNG. Dr. Amanda Watson is an expert on mobile phone and technology use in PNG and says his response fits with that seen internationally.
I would say it's probably a fairly reasonable response given that other governments around the world are also concerned about and investigating the Facebook policies and their own policies in relation to Facebook at this time.
Amanda Watson says while issues around privacy aren't really at the forefront of people's minds, given the low number of Facebook users in PNG, things are slowly changing.
We need to always keep in mind that most people live in rural places where they might be able to listen to the radio, but generally they have very limited access to media, including newspapers, and usually have limited electricity. So this limits their ability to use phones and therefore obviously use Facebook. But having said that, Facebook is becoming increasingly prominent here because the main telecommunication provider often has promotions where they make Facebook free to use. So therefore, amongst people that have the right sort of phones and have electricity access, then those people would be using Facebook. I think that though most people realistically wouldn't have given much consideration to things such as Cambridge Analytica and so on, and I think in general people here would mainly be using it to communicate with their loved ones and friends.
One of the disadvantages of Facebook that Minister Basil wants to target, apart from invasions of user privacy, is its role in cybercrime such as defamation, fake news and illegal pornography. PNG blogger and tech expert Emmanuel Narakobi says the country's recent election is a good example of Facebook being used in the service of fake news.
During the election, you could see sort of a type of agenda being pushed by certain political parties, and some of it not being based on facts. And so that, to me, seems like a dangerous trend or a dangerous sort of emergence of the use of Facebook, where people are obviously being coordinated in how they're pushing agendas that are not based on facts, and, you know, more worrying people that are people using aliases, and, you know, like, you can see that they're not real people with real accounts that are pushing these messages.
As the PNG government works on the final draft of a new cybersecurity policy, Dr. Amanda Watson says many politicians have their own concerns about what the public writes on Facebook.
From what I understand from previous commentary with the development of the cybersecurity policy, which is currently in its final stages of drafting, the members of Parliament have been quite concerned, and they've talked in Parliament about this as well, about their concerns about people writing things that might not be favourable to them, or they might consider fake news. Again, I don't know whether the average Papua New Guinean is particularly concerned about things such as defamation and fake news.